Psalm 119:92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine afflictions. My delight in my plight. The psalmist says that unless God's law had been his delight, he would have perished in his afflictions. Unless you and I delight in God's holy word, afflictions will take us. They will overcome us. You must esteem it more than thy necessary food. You must meditate it while in afflictions. You must meditate on the word of God during all of your afflictions. There is not an earthly remedy for heaven-sent afflictions. There is only a heavenly one, and that is this word that we must delight in. We must have the Lord's word. It is a healing from the law of God in order to benefit from all of our afflictions. We must have the word of God. We must delight in the word of God. The children of God always benefit from afflictions, and they are drawn closer to the Savior's side. They are drawn closer to his words and hang on every one of them. Yes, the renewed delight they take in his word is due to heavy afflictions that are upon them. They seek the Lord and want to know why they are so afflicted, if there be anything in them, or is this just what God has prescribed for their Romans 8:28 cake that he has baked called their life? For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He says in the next verse, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. David said that life is given to him every day during his plight. It's given to him, life is every day through God's word. That word quickening, it means to make alive. He said, he makes me alive with his word. When we feel dead inside, God is able to make us alive by his word. David said he would have perished in the affliction, but God kept him and he used the word of God to do it. Listen, friend, when your heart is weighed down and heavy, read the word of God. Read it. Study Jesus the Savior. Learn from him. He is altogether kind and lovely. He will strengthen thy soul and build thy confidence in the Lord to get through the most grievous conditions. In your plight, he must be your delight. Is it sorrow that takes you? Look to Jesus in his word. No man ever sorrowed like the man of sorrows. Is it pain? No man ever pained like Jesus. Is it sin? He took all your sin on him and knew not any sin himself. Is it betrayal? Never was a man betrayed like Jesus. Is it loss of earthly things? The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Is it death? Christ defeated death. Look to Jesus in his word. He will carry you through. Verse 97 says, Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. To help you get through your day, you must meditate and take delight in God's word. Through your afflictions, you must take delight in God's word. It must lift you up and empower you and strengthen you. But the only way it can is if you will meditate on it daily. My love is thy law. So then when any affliction comes, I can get through that affliction because God's word strengthens me. God gives us daily manna. Daily bread, not in store for weeks to come, my friend. Nah, the provisions of the day are for today. God gave the children of Israel in the morning manna. He gave it to them for every day. Why? Because we need new grace. We need renewed every day. And through your afflictions, you must delight in the law of God. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. In my plight, I will delight in the law of God.